This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. This week marked the third anniversary of the beginning of the Flint water crisis. Following the orders of a state-appointed emergency manager, Flint switched its water supply from Detroit Water to water from the Flint River. There were problems, lots of problems. The primary result was lead contamination of the water. The state denied the problem for a long time, and it wasn't until activists and news media proved there was a problem that the state finally did something. This week, the Senate and the House passed a supplemental appropriations bill, which included federal dollars to remove lead pipes in Flint, about $100 million. Joining us now is Republican Majority Leader of the Senate, Arlen Meekhof. What yet needs to be done to make Flint and its people whole again?
Well, I've worked very closely with Senator Ananick on a few things, and we got a couple more things that we didn't finish up last year that we're working on, including with some assistance programs, some of the resources with health and things like that. We have an idea that Senator Ananick has put forward about a promise zone, and we're going to revisit that here very shortly. And I just think assure them that their local government seems to be working better. They got agreement from the EPA, the DEQ, and the mayor's office about how they should handle their water. And that while it's not over, it is certainly much improved from 3 years ago.
You mentioned Senator Jim Ananick. He was on the show this week. One of the things he'd like to see is the repeal of the law that allows an emergency manager. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, we have some ideas after the bicameral report that came out, maybe putting something together that it doesn't empower just one person. Maybe it's a panel, but that's going to be handled in committee, and we'll have some very vigorous debate about it, I'm sure.
I was reviewing the report of the Joint Select Committee on the Flint Water Emergency, and that committee made a lot of recommendations, about 30 of them, including Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention and Control Committee, strengthening the state lead and copper rule, better blood level screening for children. The list goes on. What do you plan to do with those recommendations?
Well, I'll just start with the lead copper rule, because that lead copper rule did not cause the problem there. Actually, people with gross negligence, human error, that's what caused the error. So,
but it revealed that there is the potential problem because the federal level might be too high.
No, what it revealed is the federal testing had so many holes in it that you could negate what really was in the test. So the rule isn't the problem. It wasn't the problem. It didn't cause the problem. So the negligence and human error did.
Well, what about these other things that the Select Committee recommended? You mentioned about two of them when we were talking earlier. There are 30 of them, as I mentioned. Are you considering any of those?
Yeah, we still are considering them. But the lead and copper rule, I know the governor wants to try to do some things with that. But again, we don't feel that caused the problem. And so I don't think that's one of them we're going to consider.
I keep hearing the phrase Flint fatigue in reference to the legislature's willingness to continue to help Flint recover from this disaster. There will be lasting effects because of the damage to the neurological systems of the children. How will the state ensure these kids get the support necessary to overcome what this man-made disaster did to them?
Yeah, well, let me back up and just say we don't know if there's neurological problems, but what we were able to do, this is the part of the story that most of the media misses. The people in this state were so generous, and people around this country were so generous sending in water for their fellow Americans and Michiganians that were in trouble, that we were able to refocus the money that the state was spending, over $200 million, much of it going into tracking the health of these children so that if there are issues in the, going forward, there's at least a baseline, and we have knowledge of what was their baseline exposure, and if there's health issues, we then can move from there. So we've done a lot of things, and you mentioned that we just moved $100 million. So the federal government took them 3 years to send us something. We started as soon as we actually knew that we were at risk, at least here in the Senate. And we spent, and not that the spending makes a difference, but I think we've implemented the things in Flint with $200 million that are making a difference.
I know the budget's for next fiscal year is not set yet. What kind of help for Flint and its kids do you expect to be in the state budget?
I haven't seen the DHHS budget yet, but I know there was a lot of discussion around what continued need to be done to track health of children there so we don't lose track of them. And again, if there's potential for health issues in their future, we want to make sure we know what the base is.
What about other cities that might be at risk for too high of lead levels?
Yeah, we have aging infrastructure, and there are places that have lead levels, including some of my community, but they make sure they monitor and treat them appropriately. And at some point, we're going to have to move. How do we do this better? And I don't think we have all the answers to that yet.
Arlen Meekhof is the majority leader in the Michigan Senate. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.